I thought the king had more effect at the Duke of Albany than Cornwall.
It did always seem so to us. But now, in the division of the kingdom, it appears not which of the dukes he values most. For qualities are so weighed that curiosity in neither can make choice of either's moiety.
Is not this your son, my lord?
His breeding, sir, hath been at my charge. I have so often blushed to acknowledge him that now I am brazed to it.
I cannot conceive you.
Oh, sir, this young fellow's mother could, whereupon she grew round-wombed, and had indeed, sir, a son for her cradle, ere she had a husband for her bed. You smell a fault?
I cannot wish the fault undone, the issue of it being so proper.
But I have a son, sir, by order of law, some year elder than this, who yet is no dearer in my account. Though this knave came something saucily to the world before he was sent for, yet was his mother fair. There was good sport at his making. And the whoreson must be acknowledged. Do you know this noble gentleman, Edmund?
No, my lord.
My lord of Kent. Remember him hereafter as my honourable friend.
My services to your lordship.
I must love you and sue to know you better.
Sir, I shall study deserving.
He hath been out 9 years, and away he shall again. The king is coming.
Attend the lords of France and Burgundy, Gloucester.
I shall, my lord.
Meantime, we shall express our darker purpose. Give me the map there. Know that we have divided in three our kingdom, and it is our fast intent to shake all cares and business from our age, conferring them on younger strengths, while we...